Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time zone you are going to be streaming and listening to this. Welcome to the first edition of Famous Friday with your boy Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop. It is a platform that you can subscribe to and also be able to be get into an elevator conversation with some of your favorite South African celebrities. It had to be befitting that we get arguably one of the most talented producers, artist, actor. The resume, we need a whole lecture just to go through his survey. But he's an amazing guy, amazing personality. Maiza, welcome to Famous Friday. The first celeb, by the way.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Great intro. And thank you for thinking of me to be the first person on the platform.
It just makes sense. It just really makes sense. I mean, Maiza, we have to start here. You dropped an amazing single last week. Quickly tell us about the single. And are you also going to be dropping any more new music during the course of 2022?
Yeah, so I dropped a single, banging tune. It's called Live Your Life, featuring a lady from the States, Maya Simone. So the idea for this is to introduce new music from my upcoming album. I wasn't going to drop an album because I dropped one last year, but people kept on asking for it.
Yep.
And then I thought, okay, let me work on an EP. But as I was working on the EP, then I thought, what? Let me just make it an album. So this is the first official single of the album. And I think I'm going to drop the second one next month and then drop the whole album just before the end of the year.
Ooh, any other exclusive in terms of who can we expect in the album? Perhaps hint, hint, snatch, snatch, just a lookout for us.
Okay, let me just name one producer, Chima Music.
Oh, the Summer Award winning Chima Music.
Yeah. It's funny, we recorded the song actually like 4 months ago. So we've been wanting to work together, and then even in the category that he wanted, the Summers, we were both in the same category for Best Dance Album.
Either or won, got to the person who's deserving ultimately won, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I love his music. Yeah, I love his music. I think he's a dope producer. Yeah, man.
Yeah. You too. You also. Speak about dope producers. What is it? Yeah. If you had to pick a song, one of the best ever produced. I know it's difficult, but off the mind, what is the best produced song you've ever heard? I know, such a big
my one. Song or any song?
Any song. Oh, it could be your song.
Sure, any song. My song, I'd say Wonder Love.
Okay, yes.
Maiza and DJ Fresh featuring Antonio Leon's Wonder Love.
Okay.
Such a beautiful song, and I feel like people are only going to wake up to it at a later stage and then call it a classic. Just like how it happened with Summer Days.
Yes.
And then that's going to happen with it. I feel it, I know it. Because it's just a beautiful song. But I don't know if it came out before its time or people weren't ready. I don't know. But I feel like, they'll catch on.
Yeah, no, you're that type of futuristic type of producer. That's you.
Yeah.
And then celebrity crush?
I actually got married to my celebrity crush.
And how's the relationship been?
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, what, 5 years now?
Look, halfway decade.
Absolutely
amazing. Absolutely amazing. What is the one thing that people, what habits do you have that people might not know of?
A habit?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know, hey? I don't know. I think someone would have to tell you, someone who sees me, because maybe I do it, but I don't know it's a habit.
Yes.
Why, Bona?
Sure.
I don't know, hey? I don't know if it's a habit, but I don't think it's a habit, but I love my piano. I don't think people know that.
Ah, okay. All right. Deep house producer loves my piano. Okay.
I know, right? Yeah. People are like, huh?
Some people are going to call you.
I actually love every... Yeah. I know, but I love every single genre. Like, I actually don't listen to house music during the week.
Oh, wow.
I listen to everything else. House for me is work. Weekend work. Yeah. In my car, I usually don't listen to house. I listen to everything else, from reggae to dancehall to R&B to gospel, mapiano, hip-hop, jazz.
Wow.
Acid lounge. Yeah, I literally listen to everything else you can think of but house music.
Compound two last questions compounded. One, if someone were to play Miser in a biopic, who would you choose? Dream collaboration.
Pharrell Williams.
Okay, shoot.
Kanye West.
Yep.
And Kate Renata.
Oh, yes. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Oh, I love Kate Renata, man. Those guys are so talented. And I chose the three because they kind of cover everything music. It's not a specific genre.
Yeah, yeah. Wide range. And who plays Miser in a biopic? Bioscope?
Ooh, in a bioscope. I think it would have to be my younger brother because of the resemblance. I see the drive, I see the ambition. Yeah, because literally the person, yeah, man, they need to really have their ish together, eh?
Yeah. Our lift is officially open.
Oh, that was quick. I know.
But once again, Miser, big thank you to you. Congratulations on the brand new single and also the upcoming album. We wait with bated breath again. Futuristic music anticipated. And good luck and may God bless all your endeavors for 2022 and moving forward.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the interview and wishing you all the best in the platform.
Thank you so much, Miser. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, that was the famous, multi-talented producer, Miser. If you want to catch this particular conversation, do visit our ever-beautiful home, www.dailysun.co.za. You can also then, once you jumped on there, just go to top. You should be seeing this particular podcast, Famous Friday. Then you can be able to then hit the subscribe button once you have done that. But once again, big thank you to Miser. And if you see me and I see you, know that this one is Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Cheese Scope. It's bye for now. 20.